Welcome, welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Did you hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one audio source for Harry Potter news, theories, discussion, as well as info straight from the makers of the books and films themselves, like me, Matt Lewis. I play Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter films, and I'm very happy to be here helping introduce your hosts, the Pottercast trio, Melissa, John, and Sue.
Welcome to the special call-in cast celebrating the release of the title of the last Harry Potter book.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. I am Melissa. I'm here with, as usual...
Hello!
No, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm Jay over here.
Jay. And we're totally throwing our schedule way up in the air, but we had to talk to all of you because this morning, if you've listened to our last production, you know that J.K. Rowling released the title of the seventh book, which is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. With all the craziness that's going on fandom-wide, we knew that we had to do a call-in show. We knew we had to talk to some of you to hear your thoughts, your reactions, because literally you're going to hear ours for, you know, months. That's going to get boring. Once we announced this, we asked for people to send us their numbers and such, and a very, very special person did so. And why don't we go and say hello?
Yeah,
let's see if... Before we do that, it will come right after a special word from our sponsors.
Today's Pottercast is brought to you by Borders. Get a magical start to your holiday shopping by visiting Borders for all sorts of bewitching books, spellbinding music, and enchanting movies. Pottercast listeners can get 30% off any item at Borders by clicking the coupon at top of pottercast.com. Visit borderstores.com to locate the Borders nearest you.
And also this week, this podcast is brought to you by Buena Vista Home Entertainment's release of Step Up. Incredible dancing and awesome music fuel this exhilarating and inspiring movie on DVD December 19th. So already. So you can go, hey, take your 30% coupon from pottercast.com and go buy the DVD Step Up.
Oh, now that sounds like quite the plan. Rockin'.
That's in-line advertising.
Yeah.
I think.
Something.
So shall we call her now?
Yeah, let's see if she's around.
So I can't wait.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ivana?
Hi!
Hi, Ivana! How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well. I got Sue and John here.
Hi.
Hey, Ivana.
Hi!
I'm so excited. Oh, it's so great to talk to you.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
We're talking right now to Ivana Lynch, who has played Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix film, and we're talking to her specifically because she is such a huge Harry Potter fan.
Okay, woohoo!
We had to get her reaction.
That's who this is. I had no idea who we were talking to.
Oh, God. Oh, how did you find out the news?
Oh, okay. I kind of thought it would be today because it's the winter solstice.
Yes.
Yeah, I was saying it must be today because she said it would be helpful around Christmas. And the Phoenix was released on the summer solstice, so she likes the solstice. So I was checking all morning, and then at lunchtime it was up, and...
Yay!
I just can't believe it. That's pretty good guess.
We'll find out.
Oh, well.
How did we find out? My.
Ivana, let me tell you this. This morning, you know, I have my secret Joe alarm that goes off, and my internet was down, and I couldn't post it right away, so I literally had to run down the street in my pajamas to find a neighbor who had, like, the BlackBerry, so I could text it to get it up on our website. It was just unbelievable. I'm like, I must post this news. This is unbelievable. So that's what we do, too.
As
soon as her door opened.
So Ivana knew. Ivana just had a feeling that it would be today. She's that in tune.
I just think it's the solstices that are important things, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I can't believe more people didn't think of that. And I heard that it was written in the book somewhere that about a clue about it coming out on the winter solstice.
Prophecy, wasn't it? You know, the one that's broken.
Yeah, it totally, it says...
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. I thought...
No. Well...
I kind of knew. I kind of know these things. I had a pretty good...
Yeah, John. I expected it around Christmas, but I didn't know about the solstice. I thought she would wait until Friday because it was like the end of the week. And actually, isn't the solstice actually tomorrow?
No, it started right now at 7 o'clock here in the United States.
Okay. So Ivana, I have to know, what do you think it means?
Okay. I think it's referring to the veil. I think it means that Harry will die, but he won't be. It will not be that he will die and that's the end of him. It will be, we will go into the veil with him. I'm dead, but he's still kind of living.
Yeah, you know, that's a very important part of the hero's journey, to go to the land of the underworld, to go to the dead.
I can't, I know they say Sirius is dead, but, you know, he was just hit with a bit of red light, and so I think he must really be dead. Harry's gonna go behind that. Yeah.
Do you think he'll come back?
I don't think they can come back from that veil.
I don't understand. Then how would he come back and finish off Voldemort if he had to go into the veil first?
Well, maybe Voldemort goes in there too. I'm not J.K. Rowling, you know.
I thought this was. I keep forgetting who we're talking to. I thought we called Joe again. I guess we're talking to Joe next week.
Yes, John.
Oh,
gosh. John, what do you think?
Deathly Hallows. I had to sit and think for a few minutes how to even pronounce it, because I'm so used to saying Godric's Hollow, but it's not spelled the same as Godric's Hollow. It's a different word completely.
Hollow.
Because originally, I thought that it was the same as Godric's Hollow, and then someone told me, no, it's with an O, not with an A. No, I don't think I have a very good idea of it yet, other than it reminds me of the word Halloween, and I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but I've heard a lot of different theories on the website on Leaky Lounge today, but nothing that I've come up with very good.
It could be with being holy as well. I don't think she would do that because that would upset a lot of religions, wouldn't
it? Isn't it interesting? We've never had anything regarding holiness or saints or God in Harry Potter. But here it is. It's about being holy, which is interesting.
That would really be something.
I think she'd be a bit careful. You know, the Pope is always saying rude things about the books. So.
I know.
Yeah. I think she's pretty tough, though. I don't think she would be too afraid to get anybody angry if she wants to make a good plot.
She wouldn't be afraid, but there might be someone telling her not to do that.
I have to say, as a Catholic, I'm afraid always to say things because I'm afraid that the Pope's gonna excommunicate me for being a Harry Potter fan. But no, I think you're right. She might be worried. I would be worried if I was her to bring religion so strongly into these books.
It might not be in any more than just, you know, isn't Halloween, like the holiday, original holiday behind Halloween, the All Hallows Eve, and it had to do with the Day of the Dead and everything, and it was, had a little bit of, saint lore, I guess, behind it originally anyway. I mean, maybe it has to do, I saw more, ideas about it coming, having to do with, holy objects or saints and things like that, and maybe not so much organized religion as much as it is things that are spiritual.
Do you know what I keep thinking about? And I don't know, Ivana, if you agree. Remember when Coran said that he mentioned a cemetery to Joe, and she said, no, that comes later? Remember? And now we're talking about a place of the dead at Hogwarts, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about a cemetery, because I think that was when they were talking about, yeah, I think it was Prisoner of Azkaban, because they were trying to figure out if one of the things in the background during the scene with Harry and Lupin walking around in the woods, if they were looking out at a graveyard, possibly, way in the distance. But I guess it was clarified that it was not a cemetery, that the cemetery hadn't been written about yet.
Do you think that any of the things could have to do with the Hallows being the four Horcruxes?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Horcruxes. Come on, Sue, get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, that's good. Oh, you have great ideas. Help me.
Well, tell us what it was like when you got the title. How did you feel?
I was just leaving. I went, you see, my dad works in the school I'm in, so I was going into his office all the time between classes, and I checked, and it kept saying, it was on Mobile Nest, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And it said, it kept saying, new photo of Daniel, and I'm sorry, he's nice, but I want the book, the title, and it came up, and I was... Oh, I couldn't. I ran around and I made signs with my friends and we stuck them on all the doors. They were, yeah, and the people, I was like saying to them, the book is called and the Dancing Hollows, and they were like, what book? And I would say, well, what book would you talk about? And I was, oh, yeah, it was good.
So
and then I had to go and do a history test.
Oh.
Oh, no. I hope you did okay.
Thank you.
Dude, I don't blame you. So you made signs with all your friends and you put them on the doors in your school?
People in school, they aren't really, most of them aren't dedicated fans, so you need to tell them. We just wrote a sign saying Harry Potter's everything is called.
And then you had to take history, and you had to spend your day doing a history test. That stinks.
What did you do when you started?
I ran around like a lunatic in my apartment looking for my phone, which was right in front of my face, but I just ran around going, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I finally found it, and I called, who did I call first? I called Sue, because I knew the title was out, but I didn't know the title because I didn't go to jkrowling.com and open the door. I just wanted to know the title. So I called up Sue. She said, hello. I said, what's the title? And she told me
You spoiled it for yourself?
I wasn't patient with that door either. I just highlighted it.
Yeah, me too. I was like, Hangman, okay, you guys go play. I want the title.
You guys are going to hurt Joe's feelings. She probably spent hours making
yeah,
that website
sure.
do those things today.
What do you think this...
Joe makes all that stuff. I
what think. Do you think this means for the release of the book?
I think it will be summer. It has to be. Okay. The 7th of the 7th, which would be nice, was because of the bombings, I don't think she'd like that. Thing.
Well, if she gets it done in the next couple of months, it still could be summer.
I always thought it would be fall, but I really have no good reason for why.
Well, it could be Halloween.
I would like that.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Halloween. That would be very cool.
So exciting.
Who was it that said, didn't Joe say at one point about the title that she thought it was superstitious to give out the title until she finished writing the book?
Yeah, but that doesn't hold up because she gave out the title for book 5 3 years before it came out.
Right.
So.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
There's that.
I thought that could have counted for something.
Book 4 came out a couple of months before it was released, the title did. And at the time of book 3, nobody put this much stock into titles. So it wasn't such a big deal.
Lame.
But so just to get this clear, you said that it doesn't mean that you don't think that Harry's going to die, right?
No, he will die. I think this definitely will die. But it's not like, you see, everyone thinks that either he lives or he dies, and if he dies, that's the end of him. But I think we're going to go with him in death, and because, you know, J.K. Rowling, everyone always says, if he's living or dying, and she's always, she always surprises us, and it's going to be kind of in between that he's dead, but we're still with him. And I think he's going to go beyond there and somehow finish off from...
Oh, gosh.
It would definitely be something.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good theory. You must be a Ravenclaw in real life. You have to be, because that's pretty smart. That's good thinking. Are you a Ravenclaw?
I think I'm a little bit more Gryffindor.
Oh, cool.
Kind of determined, you know. I don't think Luna would herself go and stand in a queue to be herself. But,
So you're not a Slytherin?
I'm not a Slytherin. Don't say that.
Not even one of the nice Slytherins? Come on, I'm a nice Slytherin at least. I'm one of the non-threatening ones.
I'm a nice one, but I'm not saying that they're all bad. I don't think you're a Slytherin either.
Ah.
Yeah.
You don't.
What do you think
he's Hufflepuff.
He is?
He's like me.
Oh.
Hufflepuffs rock.
I don't know about Hufflepuffs.
Well, where would you put John, Ivana?
I don't know.
I don't think he's a Slytherin myself.
I'm a muggle.
Where do you put yourself? It's, okay, you have to do what Dumbledore says is our choices, so where would you choose to be?
You're stuck now, John.
Oh, I don't know. I think Slytherin House can be fun. If you're one of the good Slytherins.
Uh-huh. He's a Slytherin, I guess, then.
I'm in whatever house you want me to be.
John, Ivana gave you a little,
Yeah.
I don't think you made her very happy with that answer.
That's okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
I'm a half Slytherin.
I think, like, if Voldemort was fighting you, you wouldn't run away from your friends, would you?
No.
No, of definitely course not.
So you're not a Slytherin.
See?
Okay. I guess you're right. Yeah. You talked me out of it.
I love it. You got talked out of being a Slytherin by Ivana.
She did her good deed for the day.
Definitely. So do you have any other theories about all this you want to share?
No, they'll probably come to me when I put down the phone. What was the main theory?
A lot of people think it's something to do with Horcruxes. But I just think that I just can't get there with it. I think maybe a little bit. Maybe it has something to do with where Harry finds the Horcruxes. You know, something like that. But I'm leaning more and more towards it being a place that he visits.
Yeah.
And
you're in Hogwarts.
Yeah, maybe it's in Hogwarts. Now, we should explain that we're talking to Ivana today strictly about the title. One day in the future, we'll have her lovely presence back to talk fully about the movies and the books and all her theories, and we just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. She was in a movie recently, wasn't she?
Just a rumor.
But, you know...
Some little thing shooting out there, out. No one's
We're not
really
going to do
about.
That today because it's not the right time and it's not the right, you know, this is purely about the books, but Ivana, we can't wait because we know, we've met you and we know what a sweetheart you are and we just can't wait to have you on for real.
Yeah, I'm sorry my theories are a little fun tonight, so just, you know, it's enough to take in one day.
Oh, yeah. It's only been a few hours.
Absolutely.
I can't even wrap my head around the title. I keep saying it out loud to try and get used to it.
Because they
usually, except for sorcerers, they're Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Half-Blood Prince. You know, there's the three thing, and now it's just Deathly Hallows. Ugh. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Very strange. I'll have to do what you're doing, Ivana, and put up signs.
I like it.
You like it?
I like the title? Yeah. I don't know how you can not like it, if it's because of what it stands for, just being the last book. I don't know if she could have ever put out a title that I couldn't like.
I was thinking that. I just love it. You know, you can't contradict J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just curious what the other two titles were. That's what I want to know. I mean, what if this is what she settled on, how close were the other two?
I
know. You know, I mean, just...
But look at that. She went and put the word death right in the title.
Right there.
Talk about ratcheting up suspense about whether Harry will die.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Ivana, it's lovely talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Just tell Muggleman I'm sorry. I'm not betraying them.
No. Yeah.
They won't mind.
Well,
We're
thank you.
We're just talking to a bunch of Harry Potter fans tonight. We'll probably have a good few dozen more coming up next.
Yeah.
But we had to get you in here first. There's a big Potter fan out there. And...
Thanks. I'm very flattered.
Oh, gosh. We're very flattered to have you. From what we've heard, it's going to be very impressive, but we can't talk about that now. So we'll talk about it very soon.
Keep hanging up those posters at your school.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for staying up late with us, Ivana. It's real nice of you.
I won't be able to go to sleep. Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure if you stick around... the Leaky Lounge and Leaky here, there's lots of people going to be up late talking about all this, too.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. Good luck with your other calls.
Thank you, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
You brought
have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How nice. Oh, my God, how nice.
Okay, she's the cutest darling. In the world ever, is she not?
Oh, and her voice is now
just like it. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't. She's a ray of sunshine, that girl.
That's probably my favorite time we've ever talked to her on podcast, I have to say.
Thanks, John. just as she's going around putting signs on her school to celebrate. I mean, there's one girl in Ireland who's just bringing the excitement to full throttle wherever she can.
Yeah.
It's so cool, because why not? Why not enjoy it this way now? Oh, I love her.
Well, you gotta spread the word. You gotta spread the word, because, you know, there's probably not many people that know about it yet.
Seriously. Well, why don't we talk to some of the people who do about right now?
That would be fun.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey there. Hi, Sue. Hi, Melissa.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
This is Jacqueline, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the special title version, the Colin Cast. Tell us, what do you think? What do you think of this Deathly Hallows?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Hallows!
Who's that? My husband. But we came up with some awesome ideas, and I'm sure you've probably heard them already. The first thought that we had was pretty much that it has to do something with, like, the sacrifice of everyone that's ever seen any of the books. I mean, you get Sirius, you have Dumbledore, and then maybe even Harry. We don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen to Harry.
No!
I know, I don't want him to die. He won't, I promise. And, I mean, even, like, Lily's sacrifice, kind of, that's the whole hallow, the orientation of the war itself. I mean, you never know what Jo has in store, and it's, who knows, she's a hive secrets all over the place.
Well, listen, Jacqueline, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
So, hi, Kian, how do we pronounce your name?
It's Kian, it's an Irish name.
Kian, and I see from your away message that you said that if the Deathly Hallows isn't out in 2008, I just might have to go down to the Deathly Gallows. I really will.
How are you all doing?
Great. Hi.
Anyway,
so what do you think? Isn't it exciting? Yeah. What do you think about the title?
I think it'll, I think it has something to do with Hallows Eve, all that kind of stuff. The story began there, so I think it would make sense to end there. You know, like maybe the final battle will be on Halloween sometime. Maybe the book will start in, you know, August or July, like it always does, and then go on to October 31st. Because maybe Harry won't be going to Hogwarts. And
I think you're right. I mean, I keep going back to Hallows as hallowed ground, and I keep thinking in my head that he's going to enter a place that's hallowed, and I just can't imagine that it's anything but, well, I can't imagine that it's something else, but I think it's going to be a place of the underworld, a place of the dead.
Yeah, because it's such a cool title, because it's so, although I must admit, when I heard Half-Blood Prince, I thought that was far more bewildering, because it's kind of royalty, and It felt so strange, whereas this kind of feels more in keeping with the genre, kind of.
Yeah, I agree.
That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It's never what you would expect.
It really isn't.
I mean, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, you know, I was not thinking, you know, Harry Potter and the Snape.
No.
That occurred to me originally.
Yeah.
You know,
it's never really about the name of it, though. It's kind of, very few of them have been. I mean, the Chamber of Secrets and the Philosopher's Stone and the Prisoner of Azkaban, they were really about the titles, but, you know, from the Goblet of Fire onwards, there are small bits of the story, but not really about it.
Yeah.
Right. Five really wasn't about the Order. It was about Harry and Voldemort, you know?
Definitely, but then that wouldn't have been a very interesting title, would it?
No.
Harry Potter and the Voldemort.
Yeah. Well, I just think that when we get all the secrets, when we read this book, that the reason why those were the titles will become even more pronounced, that we'll understand why it had to be Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, you know?
I wonder will we find out the other two titles.
I know.
That's what I'm trying to know, too, really.
The first thing I thought this morning when I saw the title, she never commented on it in the diary or otherwise. She just gave us the title. I thought she was going to give us this title today, then another title tomorrow, and then the real title. You know, I was convinced of that for about an hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If another one comes out tomorrow, I'm going to lock myself in a closet.
Yeah. No.
That would be very cruel.
Very cruel.
Yeah. Imagine all the news stations going back in themselves saying, oh, no, wait, she confused us all. It's actually this.
Wouldn't that be just so right? Confused. Wouldn't that be good for her to do that to them? And twist it to such a, for her to say, well, I never told you that was the title. Yeah. So, but last time she commented the next day about it, so maybe,
yeah.
You know.
Hopefully.
Well, thanks for staying up with us.
Thanks.
Though.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, we'll talk to you at the next thing.
Oh, one last thing. If anyone is on Bebo, Bebo to podcast.bebo.com.
Oh, you're the one!
That's it!
Yes.
That's right! Hi!
Yeah,
oh, cool. And I apologize for slaughtering your name before. I want to say that publicly. I've
that's the problem.
It's Ian.
No,
I did, but I just...
Very few Americans can actually pronounce this without pronouncing it Cyan.
We're going to spread the word. Kian.
Thank you.
Yay. I cut him off last time in the last Colin cast.
That was my own fault. That was my own fault.
Well, I have to say that every time I hear one of you guys with these beautiful Irish accents, I just can't stop thinking of the movie Waking the Divine.
Oh.
Playing in my head right now. Such a fantastic film, and I always sort of think of Ireland that way, so I can't wait to come visit and see if it's right. Okay, well, Kian, thank you. We'll talk to you hopefully next time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Happy Christmas.
You too.
All right. See what we got here next.
Danish Anne. Hello?
Hi.
Danish Anne! Are you actually Danish?
Yes, I'm from Denmark.
Hello!
The Denmark.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, okay, so tell us, what did you think? What did you think when you heard the title?
I was like, what does hellos mean? I didn't know.
I mean, you don't know. That's part of my everyday conversation. I said I was just talking about hellos.
You know what I said? I said, what the hellos?
What the hellos?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not funny.
Do you have any theories?
Well, I was like thinking about it. It made me think of Halloween and stuff. And maybe the final battle would be on Halloween, like when it all started and stuff.
Makes a lot of sense. That it ends where it started, in the sense, you know, that that's the night that his parents were killed, and then it...
It does, but that only gives, like, 2 months for Harry to do what he has to do, which, you know, well, maybe. There's nothing saying that she has to stick to a specific time frame in this book. That's, you know, you throw it all right out the window if she wants.
Yeah. That's what one of our last callers was saying, how maybe the book would start where the last one left off, and it would end in... around Halloween time. Like, there's nothing saying that there has to be a full school year if they're not going to be in school.
Yeah.
She could write a whole huge 2,000-page book in about the span of 2 months if she wanted to.
Yeah. Well, Anne, thank you, and hopefully we'll talk to you at the next podcast.
Yay.
Hi.
Thanks, Anne.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Bless you.
Is this Shannon?
Yes, this is.
Welcome to Podcast, the title edition.
Hi! Wow, that was crazy.
I don't know if you've heard, but Joe released the title today.
Oh no, I definitely heard. I was definitely on top of that.
What do you think?
I think it's crazy. Well, when I first heard it, I was kind of like, those words sound so odd to me. Like, deathly didn't seem to really work. But then I kind of thought about it, and then I thought, oh, Godric's Hollow, and then I thought about all the stuff of what it could mean, and like, I don't know, it was really interesting. I'm like really excited right now.
Do you have any theories?
Well, like I said earlier, the Godric's Hollow, would be like really interesting to have there because it's the Hollow, and like the deathly part would be kind of like his parents died there, so it just kind of seems like it's been renamed because it was destroyed, and it became like, instead of Godric's Hollow, it became Deathly Hollow, or, I don't know.
That was one of the first things I thought that had something to do with Godric's Hollow.
Really?
It makes a lot of sense.
And then I saw that it wasn't spelled the same, so I changed my mind.
Yeah, but we don't know. I mean,
it's pronounced the same, isn't it?
Yeah, but sort of. It's Hollow and Hollow. I think that she wouldn't do that if it wasn't something different.
Well, but, I mean, who's to say that it's not going to happen there at some point, you know? I mean, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Shannon, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, well, thank you guys. That was great.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
What do you think?
Oh my God! With that title, I can just think it has something to do with Godric's Hollow. It's got to be.
Everybody's saying that.
I know, right? But then when I looked up at the Hollow meaning, it also says sacred. You know, like something's gonna be made really, really sacred. So I don't even know. And I was also reading here some of the communities that I'm with, and somebody was mentioning about the Horcrux thing. But I mean, it's not I don't really think this has anything to do with that, but...
Could be what Horcruxes. Well, it's going to be a huge part of the book anyway, the Horcruxes.
No, yeah, but they were talking about, you know, Harry being a Horcrux and having to kill Voldemort, and so I don't really know.
I don't know, man.
Well, I know.
Well, thank you, and we'll thank you for your great theories, and we'll see you around.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Going live to the chat.
Hey, Nick.
Honey.
Hey, Mr. Nick.
It's Nick Ryan, who runs the forum on Leaky Lounge.
The Leaky Lounge.
And you are now in the chat, right? There's a big chat going on about the title.
Yeah, in our corner booth.
So what's happening? What are they saying?
It's just generally nuts. I haven't really been following it because I've just been running around too much. But it's been going on off and on since about 1 o'clock earlier today. Just discussing various theories and a lot of squeeing, of course.
Yeah.
Just generally, it seems like everyone's just amazingly excited. Everyone's in stew mode now. It's awesome.
In stew mode?
Oh yeah.
Lots of squeeings heard all around the lounge.
That's right.
From thread to thread.
Yeah.
The echo in the chambers.
Well, and the main discussion's right on. It's already at 45 pages and had about 30 people viewing it when I was last in there.
Awesome.
So they're definitely going nuts.
There's been over 500 people in there most of the day, it looks like, hasn't there? It's been three main topics on the Leaky homepage right now that most of you have probably seen. I imagine those are pretty populated threads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys have got lots of activity coming up in the line, so let's we'll check back in with you later, okay? We gotta call people.
What's going on?
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. Sounds good.
Later, dude.
Bye.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Titan.
Welcome to Pottercast Title Edition.
Ooh.
Welcome. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. We're recovering from the badness of today just a little.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a crazy day.
Yes, it was pretty crazy.
So what do you think?
Well, what were your big thoughts today, Buck?
My big thoughts were, what were the two vowels, or the two consonants in a vowel that you mentioned before? I was thinking, where does that play into the title?
Huh.
I was thinking.
I don't know if she was being serious. She might have just been being figurative.
Or, yeah, or it could have been one of the other titles, though, that she didn't pick. We don't know.
Yeah, what I was thinking obsessively was, if you take the W, N, S, and O out of it, you can get Deathly Hall. So I was thinking maybe Return to the Hall of Prophecy, maybe in the final book.
Or it might have been something of Hollows and had a vowel.
Yeah,
it could have been.
It could have been. I don't know. I don't know if she was being actual about consonant or
something. Yeah.
But you know what?
Never tells a lie.
I love fans. I love our fandom that we sit here and we ponder these things. So you know, that's awesome.
Which vowel did J.K. Rowling take out of the? I mean, yeah, we're unique, all right.
Well, what else do we have to do? nothing until July. So I might as well obsess over these things.
And why not?
Seriously.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to do today.
So what do you think about the title, though? Are you excited by it? Or?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's really interesting. It goes with the darkness the books have been getting lately. It's. I think it really, it's kind of, I don't know. I can't have a coherent thought right now. I'm just...
Right,
it's understandable. Title throws everybody into that. Like I haven't said a coherent thing all day.
Yeah.
We haven't had the title for all but 12 hours, have we, for God's sake?
Yeah, I know.
No. Kind of goes along with the bloodbath she's been describing for this book, so I don't know. I don't know if it spells doom for some of our favorite characters or not.
I hope they don't give the axe to Crookshanks, because I really like Crookshanks.
Okay, on that note, thank you very much. And we'll
thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Goodbye. John, you and killing cats now, John? We save cats on Pottercast. We don't kill them.
Are you surprised?
I know, but Crookshanks is pretty ornery.
No, no, Melissa, not.
Crookshanks could have it coming to him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hello. I love the new Skype.
Okay. Well, Gina is one of our moderators in our text chat. She's been in the Leaky Lounge all day talking to people about the new title, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. So what has been going on in there?
Oh, my goodness. I was just in unfogging, and right now there's like 40, 50 people in there. It's just, it's madness and mayhem. But it's great. It's so great. And a lot of fun. Since I'm just joining you, what have you guys been talking about? And then I can tell you kind of more on point what the mods were talking about today.
A lot of people seem to think that Hallows has to do with Godric's Hollow.
Oh, you know what? We didn't talk about that at all.
Oh, good. Give us something else then.
Oh.
Or not. So we talked about the Hallows. The first thing that we talked about was the Hallows in relation to the King Arthur legends.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and kind of the relation to that, because there are actually four Hallows in the Arthur legends. One's a cup, one's a locket, one's a disc. I mean, it was like the perfect correlation to the four Horcruxes.
What are the four? Cup, locket, disc?
I'm going to have to look up what the other one was, because I don't have it in front of me. But there were four of them, and they're... We actually have a thread on that.
isn't
one like a spear or a sword or something?
Yes, that's right. Two, that's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right.
So the Ravenclaw one would be a disc then.
Yeah, because Hufflepuff, baby, cup. Get the cup.
Well, Hufflepuff is a cup. The Godric's sword is a spear. And then you have the locket, obviously. And then if that's, I mean, that's real coincidental.
So here we go. Cup or chalice, baton or wand, sword or dagger, coin, disc, or pentacle. So people think that the cup is off, obviously, Helga Hufflepuff's cup. There's a baton or wand, the sword or dagger, which is Godric Gryffindor, and the pentacle people think is the locket. So Rowena Ravenclaw, the baton or wand, although I've heard a lot of people talk about that being a crown to the tiara.
Tiara. Oh, gosh.
Why would you have a tiara, though?
Because the tiara, there's two tiaras. There's one that's in the Room of Requirement that Harry happened to see, and there's the one that Fleur is going to wear at the wedding.
I think it's one of them, it's going to be the one in the Room of Requirement. I really don't think Fleur's going to have a horcrux on her head.
I don't think she is either, but you never know what the Weasley's aunt might, you know, they can have some dodgy relatives.
Maybe.
Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, they had, like, this horcrux detector and, like, it went off at the wedding and, like, Harry got too excited and just zapped in Fleur's general direction and fell to the ground? That'd have been crazy.
Well, what have been some of the other popular theories? What are people saying?
One of the things, and I will admit that I'm sort of championing this one myself, even though it's... is that the way that she presented the title was with the game Hangman...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hangman has to do with we have a lot of hanging things that are associated. So we've got Little Hangleton. Mm-hmm. We've got the Hanged Man pub in Little Hangleton. Some people thought that that might be the DE headquarters because the Riddle House is in Little Hangleton.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we've also got the tarot card, The Hanged Man.
Oh, right. God. Has the tarot card, The Hanged Man, appeared in the books?
Well, the Lightning Struck Tower did, and this is the next card, and then that's the 12th card, and the 13th card is Death. So
okay.
It's all kind of going along. And a lot of people favor that Snape is the Hanged Man because of the Levacorpus spell.
Okay.
But, Bridget, you won't know who on the forums. This is her theory, that in Goblet of Fire, when Harry was going through the maze, he was hanged upside down in a golden mist. And so he is actually the Hanged Man. It's the crazy stuff out there.
Well, I feel like I just wrung my brain out like a towel.
It sounds like we have to be spending more time in the Leaky Lounge, though, to really figure this
honestly,
out.
Honestly, I can't believe what you guys are getting up to in there.
I'm embarrassed.
Well, and then Unfogging just has a ton of stuff, from the mundane to the most elaborate. So
say Unfogging
is the place to go.
Unfogging the Future, which is
yes.
For your predictions on the Harry Potter books.
Yes.
Okay, then. Listen, thank you, dude. We're going to get back to calling the regular people.
Awesome.
But, yeah, LeakyLounge.com for all your Harry Potter 7 discussion.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of people in there by the time this airs.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gina. That rocks.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye.
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 That's really interesting, though. Wasn't it about Little
yes,
Hamilton? I forgot about that.
Little Hamilton. Oh, gosh. The Hanged Man Pub. And I love the Hanged Man because it reminds me of, I love the idea of it because it reminds me of Scotland. There's a pub that we spent a lot of time in called The Last Drop. And it's called The Last Drop because the area, the grass market, is where they did a lot of hangings. And it was on the spot of the last hanging. They put a pub, of course.
Of course.
And so, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wow. That is a cool thing. See, I want to go to Scotland so bad.
I know.
How cool.
Hello?
Hey. Is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler. Welcome to Pottercast.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
Fine.
So tell us what you thought when you found out the title.
Well, I overslept this morning, so I was a little surprised at, like, 11 that...
No. Yeah.
But I was really excited. My friend had guessed it was going to come on the solstice because of the two prophecies in Order of the Phoenix. And so it was, I called her up because she was in New York today. And so we were talking about it, and we think that it'll be summer 08 because it doesn't seem that 07 the book will come out.
Wow, a whole year, really?
Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, I don't want it to be a year and a half, but I don't want it to be 6 months either. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
It was 6 months from now that this was coming out, you know?
Yeah.
It would be too quick.
Yeah.
Well, but what if it was next winter solstice? I don't know.
I don't think it'd be a good release date for profit-wise, because Christmas is just about over and it'd be too mad of a rush.
I don't know. The solstice, though, people will get their books for Christmas. The kids will be off. The kids will be off school, you know?
Yeah.
It could be. That could be a really good answer.
Right.
Oh, no. So what do you think of that title? What do you think, though, of the title itself?
What do you think it means?
I was surprised that she chose Deathly because I know she always tries to play to all ages.
I don't know. I don't know if she really does. I think she's just telling her story. And if death has to do with it, death has to do with it. You know, so much children's literature goes so into much more graphic an image than death, you know?
Yeah.
Like Goosebumps, hello.
Yeah, John.
Hello.
Hello.
Goosebumps.
Hello, Miss Fly. Okay. Thank you, Tyler.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, have a great night.
Yeah, good night.
Hello?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to Pottercast.
Hi.
So tell us right away, we gotta know what you thought about the title.
I had to read on Leaky like 5 different times before it even made sense in my head.
Mm-hmm.
We got the title today.
Yeah.
And then I've been spending all day just trying to think what it could be.
What have you come up with?
Well, I was looking on the thread on the Leaky Lounge. I kind of like the idea that people were saying that like the four hollows are like empowering objects, so it might relate to the Horcruxes in some way.
Right.
I don't know. So I've just kind of been thinking maybe it's like, you know, the deathly search that he has to go on to find the Horcruxes. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a lot to try to think about.
What was it like when you... what was it like when you found out? I mean, it's the last one.
I was really sad. I just actually after the Goblet of Fire movie got into Harry Potter, so... It's, like, my first time going through all this, and it's, like, going to be the last time that I'm going to be able to get excited about it.
wouldn't have been around for the Book 5 big release, then.
No.
Because that was before the Goblet of Fire. So, yeah, this is Book 6, too. I'm going to talk about 5. Yeah, 6.
So this has been your first real anticipation session, right?
Yeah.
So what is it like?
I was really excited. Like I said, I had to read it, like,
yeah,
a ton of times before I even realized. When I scrolled down and read the title, it still didn't, like, click in my mind what was going on at first. And then I was, like, so excited all day, and then I was just like, this is so sad, because this is the first and last time I'm going to get this excited about something like this. So, I don't know, I wish I would have got into it sooner and been able to be excited every time.
Yeah. But listen, you're in it now, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging with us, and we hope to talk to you again sometime.
Thanks for calling me.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, I think we have one more good guest tonight. His name is Mr. Steve Van der Ark of the Harry Potter Lexicon. So let's go talk to him.
Steve to the V. All right.
And we're here with Steve for the end of our call-in show, special title call-in thing.
Hey, we found Steve.
We love you, Steve.
Great.
Hello.
He answered the phone.
Yeah. Right.
I just happened to be at my phone.
We just edited the phone ringing out. No, Steve.
Oh,
we couldn't end a new canon discussion without getting Steve in here.
We've been talking about this
nonstop for like 2 hours.
I'll bet. Have you covered everything?
I mean,
it's Godric's Hollow. It's all about Godric's Hollow. And
really?
That's what everybody seems to think. I don't think so.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have not been. You know, you gotta imagine the day like today. I mean, none of us. This is not our full-time job. So, like, we're all trying to do our real life while this is all going on. This is amazing.
I don't understand that phrase.
Okay, then.
I'm at my desk,
and I'm getting instant messages and emails and, you know.
You have instant messages on your work computer?
Did I say that?
I'm telling Superintendent Chalmers.
But who allowed you to do that?
Because I'm the tech guy. But anyway, this is just insane. But I have not been keeping up with the theories as they go racing along.
Here's a quick summary. A quick summary.
I already know what I believe, but okay, go ahead.
There's Godric's Hollow. Mm. Some people think it has to do with the Horcruxes. There's the whole Arthurian legends where there's the four objects of empowering
Which ties in with the Horcruxes, whatever.
There's the idea that Harry's going to the underworld because that's part of the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, I think John said something about, there was a great theory that somebody said about the Hanging Man and Little Hangleton.
Yeah, the Mods talked about that, yeah.
The Mods are talking about how it all ties back into the Tom Riddles and that it's going to be like the Death Eater headquarters and stuff like that. So
we are clever. We have had what, 9-10 hours with this?
Yeah.
Dude.
Not only have we figured it out, we've figured it out 8 different ways.
People are already trying to figure out what the two consonants and a vowel were that J.K. Rowling was talking about. The title.
I've got a bone to pick with Steve here.
Oh dear.
Mr. Cannon. How were you not able to give us fair warning about this book title coming out when clearly in the prophecy part of the last book, it talks all about how, you know, at the winter solstice will come anew, mm-hmm. and none will come after. It's the darn title of the book, and it was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
the canon.
All right. So you're saying that when she was writing book 5...
Absolutely.
Yeah, she knew when she was going to be done far enough with book 7 to release the book.
Yeah, see, I don't
Absolutely.
Buy it.
Absolutely.
See, I
don't
buy
that.
No, of course, you know, I would not be one to say that she could not have, but I would guess that she probably went... Oh, hey, you know what? This will be clever.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. The other thing is that, like, there's two solstices a year, so it could have been whenever.
Right. I guess that's true. She could have been looking at it and saying, okay, whatever the nearest solstice is, I'm going to pull that on him. But that could be.
Well, absolutely.
Let me ask you first. What was your first impression of this title?
I thought it had to do with the Arthurian legends and the four objects.
You were not thinking of that. What were you thinking?
That's the first thing I thought of.
John looked at it and went, oh, the Arthurian legend.
Yeah, right.
And the hero's journey in the underworld.
Seriously, though. What was your first impression?
I couldn't even pronounce it. I couldn't pronounce it either.
This thing and going, the what?
But I couldn't, like, make sense of it because I know Hallows Eve, Hallowed Ground. Mm-hmm. You know it has that instant religious sound to it, religious... connection in your head, and so to see that on a Harry Potter book, I was like, I don't get it. It does not compute.
I never think of the word hallow as a noun.
No, because it's only that in Britain.
Hallowed.
It's only hallowed.
Being, right.
It's only that in Britain.
Right, and so for me, I was totally blank. I couldn't even make any sense of it. Until I started seeing some of the things people were coming up with, and then it started to really grow on me, and I'm thinking,
The first thing that I really kind of settled on, and I'm sticking with, I think right now, that this has to do with him visiting a place of the dead. I just feel like, and then the more I read about it with the Greek legends and, you know, his dark materials and the hero's journey. She already killed the guy with the white beard. You know what I mean? So I feel like either a place of the actual dead or something it do with dead. It's the cemetery that was mentioned. I don't know. Anyway, Steve, we haven't heard from, what do you think?
What do I think? Oh, the thing I like the best of it is the whole Arthurian legend thing. The whole idea of it being items which are important to, you know, people of the past that have to be found. I think it fits, number one, it fits with the Horcrux idea, but it also ties in with the whole, this whole idea that we have of the founders being so key to what's happening now. And those four people and the interaction between them and the fact that, well, for example, we were talking about the idea that possibly the whole point of what has to happen is the sorting hat has to basically go away and the school has to be unsorted. Well, again, that ties in with the idea of these people who are the founders,
right.
Things which belong to them, things which pull that concept into the present. I just love that whole, the way everything kind of fits together. Do I know what it all means? No, but that's I really like that.
Do you think they're Horcruxes? The Deathly Hallows are the Horcrux?
The items
of the founders in which Voldemort has stashed.
And I think it's possible that he will. I mean, honestly, look, she's got one book, and I know Leakey's done it. We've done it. Listing all the loose ends, and it's almost like a parlor game now. Okay, oh, there's another loose end she'll never be able to fit in there. You know, and I think she's going to be, logically, he's not going to be able to go on five or six separate quests to find five or six separate Horcruxes. I think what's going to happen is he's going to go to, let's say, Godric's Hollow, and boom, there's going to be three or four of them right there. You know, that's maybe the final confrontation will be,
I don't know.
You know, because there's no way she's going to have time for us to go trotting off after these separate Horcruxes.
But that doesn't mean this means another quest. It could be one part of this big quest. You know what I mean? The Half-Blood Prince was in actuality a small part of the book, the Half-Blood Prince. You know, the actual Half-Blood Prince.
No, not really.
Well, Snape himself, it's different. Right, Snape is Snape. But the story of the Half-Blood Prince was a thread in that large.
But the tutoring of the Half-Blood Prince is what changed Harry in that book.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's
sorry,
the Half-Blood
Joe
Prince. The Half-Blood Prince of the book, not the current Half-Blood Prince. You know, not Snape.
He taught Harry to do some potions. Great. But what the story of that book is Harry finding out about Voldemort, going back to Tom Riddle,
right?
Listening
but
to Dumbledore.
But you think about
that's
how Harry changed in that book.
That's a huge part of that book.
How did he change? He changed
through tutorship with Dumbledore.
But think about, would he have had the Felix Felicis if he had not been following the instructions in that thing? What I'm saying is that
yes,
title
he would have.
That
oh my
title
gosh.
Was not so disconnected from the.
What I'm saying is that it wasn't the central point. It was not a central thematic point. It was a plot line.
If you think about it as Snape,
then yes, but not as the Half-Blood Prince.
So then you're thinking that this might not really be anything more than a subplot or a fairly minor plot point,
I'm
but it just made a good title?
I'm saying it's a mistake to look at any one title and think it is the central everything of the book. It never has been.
That's true. Yeah, because, it's a major thing. If you think of Chamber of Secrets, we think, well, it's all about the Chamber of Secrets. Well, not really.
Right. You know. It's a major thing. That's why I think, like, it definitely could be the Horcruxes.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be, you know, this one place he visits or that he's going and collecting the Horcruxes of the founders. So it has to do, like, for instance, that old title that Sue found, The Hogwarts Hallows, you know? That makes me think it is actually the founders.
I think so, too.
You know?
Hallows are objects which are sought, which belong to these famous people or whatever. It just makes sense. And she's not going to come up with a whole brand new storyline about some objects and then also have the Horcruxes. I mean, she doesn't have time for that.
Right.
Yeah. So I think they've got to be the same.
But I personally just am thrilled because I have been prattling on for years, and I know everyone is tired of me, about the four founders. The past is coming to play in this last book. And I just, when I saw that
title...
Well,
I think you definitely are, I think you're definitely right, Sue.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be key. But, you know, part of it is just stepping out of that a minute. If I can just say, I was talking with Belinda today.
Mm-hmm.
isn't this fun?
Oh, yes.
I mean, my goodness. What a great time we were having with this, and still are. And all of us. I mean, the theories and the mm-hmm. and the excitement of, oh, man, we've got this. And I love this. This is yeah. so cool. You know, I mean, here we sit talking about this and discussing this and figuring out where we're going to put it in the lexicon and just... Man, is this ever fun. I'm sorry, but I'm having a ball.
No,
I
it's
love
been,
this.
It's been an amazing day. What, it bothers you, John?
You know,
I'm getting a little annoyed of it, actually.
It is, you know, Steve, I echo that feeling, but at the same time, I'm so sad, too, because this is the last time we're doing this. And so I just, yeah. I have been, literally, I just feel like I've been on this emotional roller coaster all day.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah. That's what Lisa said, too. Said, wait, but she said, this is the last one, isn't it? Because she's the one who did the little book cover thing for the main page for us, and yeah. and she said, this is the last time we're going to do this.
Yeah, everything is the last time, you know, it's the last, yeah, it's really horrifying, actually. I'm like, no, I don't want this to be the last one, stop.
We don't even have all the stuff from Order of the Phoenix in the lexicon yet.
I know. So the amount of things...
Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Oh, shoot.
The amount of things that we want to do with Leaky, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. if this book comes out in the summer, the time that we have to do them is just non-existent, mm-hmm. so...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, maybe she'll wait till next summer, 2008. Yeah.
I wish she would.
Yeah. There's a movie and stuff, so...
I've got so many fan fictions I have to write first.
Yeah, John.
I can't wait to read
them. John, have you ever written a fan fiction? Honestly.
I've written many of fan sentences.
Fan sentences.
Not many
okay,
stories,
drabbles.
Though.
You're into drabbles, are you?
Yeah.
Not that I would know, because I don't read fan fiction, but yeah.
I got good character pieces on for some particular auras.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Dawlish, that even Ivana.
I knew that would come up. Dawlish would come up. Yeah,
he goes on a few adventures.
Yeah. Dawlish is free. Oh, no, that was a different one.
I was going to make a Where's Waldo type book for him.
I don't know. Never
took off.
I'm just so excited to be doing this. Mm-hmm. I think it's great fun. And,
Steve, think about the weeks of canon conundrums we have for this.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean,
oh,
seriously, we should do a series.
I know.
I'm dead serious. A series based on all the different aspects. One theory of this title per week.
We could do that for the next 4 weeks. Easy.
Oh, it could. Easily. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We could just rename the segment like Deathly Hallows Anundrums.
Deathly Hallows Anundrums?
Deathly Hallows. Deathly Hallows. I got to get used to the DH abbreviation.
It's really hard.
That's what it'll be in the lexicon, of course, and everywhere else.
Isn't it weird, though? I have trouble. I always trouble with words, but I mean, just to say that, it's just unnatural for me to say that mm-hmm. sentence, you know?
Yeah. We're talking Deathly Hallows. Hallows. Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Wow, man. How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, have we talked together?
Totally random and out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, Melissa and I share a birthday.
Yes. We do. It's coming.
Next Wednesday, Melissa and I both, you know.
Turn 21.
Turn 20, yeah. Melissa's a lot closer to 21 than I am, but yeah. Okay. So I just thought I would mention that because I expect, you know, of course, John, for you to, you know, cook us burritos or something.
I will, you know, probably sing you a filk at least.
Oh, okay.
If by filk we mean happy birthday into your voicemail.
Is that a filk?
Okay.
And maybe if I change her names, it'll be a filk.
Okay, then. All right.
And I'll
I just thought I would say happy birthday to Melissa.
Well, happy birthday, Steve, ahead of time.
You're the only person who I'll always remember your birthday because it's a good thing.
I'm so bad about birthdays. It's really terrible. Ask Sean when I sent his birthday present this year.
Yeah.
He's still waiting.
My birthday back in September.
Yeah, okay.
He is.
Yeah.
I swear.
I'm talking into it, actually. But no.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I think we fussed each other out here.
Amazing so.
What a
day.
Great show, though.
What
oh,
a,
my God.
What a great day. It was sure fun. And what great days are ahead of us. So.
Absolutely.
But, Joe, take your time. We don't need the book anytime soon. It's okay. We got lots to do in the meantime, so...
Seriously.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, thanks again to all of our fans and callers today. Thanks to everybody who called in. Big thanks to Ivana Lynch as well for calling and saying hello.
Hi, baby. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Everybody have a good holiday. Happy Christmas and all that.
Happy Christmas. Well, we're still putting out the Filk Show.
So you can write the first Filk that has the phrase... Deathly Hallows in it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then see if anybody can actually sing that.
I don't know.
Probably be a very happy song.
Oh, my gosh.
Deathly Hallows to you. Okay, then.
Okay. Just go. You're wasting time.
Just go. You're wasting time. Okay. Goodbye, people.
Good night.
This is probably the best podcast about Deathly Hallows we've ever done.
Ever done.
I'm thinking.
Bye.
Bye.
Job is free.
Oh, and about time, too.
We've missed it.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great, Scott. No wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.